Could you explain to me what the difference is between Listener and the Listener Project, or if there is a difference, or what was behind the shift?
Yeah, you bet. No difference. there is no difference. Basically, I've always kind of used the name Listener for all my projects that I've done, and I was touring with some friends of mine and a band, and we were like, well, we just kind of had this idea to just add the word project behind Listener for the band, and it just did more, it basically confused everyone, so just kind of went back to just using Listener for all of us. So
you're presently Listener?
Yep, just Listener, yep.
Okay. Now you had two records come out this spring, right?
Yes, yep. A poetry book, an album, and an EP kind of maxi single project.
Can you tell me a little bit about those?
Yeah, we'll start with the maxi single. It's on the song called Train Song, and it's kind of its fifth anniversary of being a song of mine, and it's taken on different faces, and I wanted to make, it's been kind of a song that's been good for us on the road and for people, and we've had some good connections with using the song, and so we made five different versions of it. We made a video, and we put some extras and whatnot, just kind of offer it on the road and online. And they don't really have any distribution for it. It's just more of a tour thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just released a poetry kind of a chapbook and album, and I've never done that before. I've always written poetry and written in that sort of style anyways, and we've just basically everything's gone straight to music. We make talk music, and so usually my words go straight to our music, and so I wanted to write just some poems just for what they were without any music, and so that's what that is. And that one's called Not Waving Drowning.
Mm-hmm. And so the book and Not Waving or Waving Not Drowning, are those the same works?
Yeah. It's all the same thing. It's a book, and it has a CD. It's more of a booklet, really, but it has basically the lyrics up front, and then there's a CD on the back cover. It's basically the album of all the poems recorded.
Mm-hmm. What's the origin of the term talk music? A listen to your music suggests hip-hop, and you seem to be avoiding that term.
What now? Our music suggests hip-hop, or...?
Yes, saying if you listen to your music, it sounds like hip-hop, but you seem to want to avoid that term.
Right. Well, I definitely have toured. I've been touring for about 7 years. I definitely have been in the hip-hop world before, and I've made hip-hop music in the past, but definitely, what we do is not hip-hop. I don't know what, maybe you got a hold of or listened to or whatnot, but it's definitely, basically, we wanted all our, because we're doing something different, and the audience that we've been playing for and want to play for is we want to just play for kind of everybody and kind of cross genre and just different, just all sorts of people. We make music for people, and so we don't want to just play for hip hop fans or just rap fans, or it's not really our target, and don't really know how to do that too much. And so it started kind of with our promoters. I was just telling them, well, we need to call it something different, because they were like, it's not necessarily hip hop, it's something different. So something poetic, but I don't really aspire to be a rapper or anything. I don't know how to do that exactly. And so we just started calling it talk music, because it's just talking and poetry and music. So it's not exactly the most eloquent thing or genre name. It's not really a genre, really, but it's just something to call it something different. So it's kind of causes questions and conversations to be had over what the sound is,
Yeah, what I have is from Just in Time for Christmas, Ozark Empire, and Whisper Moon.
Yes, those three are kind of past albums. Ozark Empire is probably the latest one. That was out in 2005. And that was probably my last more hip-hop-inspired record. And so, those records are definitely hip-hop, yes.
So what do I need to get to get a sense of where you are currently?
Okay, yeah, I can email you a link to download kind of our latest record that we're on, and and also probably like the poetry record too, if you'd like to get that stuff.
Yeah, if you could, and I don't know if you'd be able to get those to me sometime today. I'd need to turn this around relatively quickly, but
I can. Yeah, I can for sure get you the link to. It's an album called Return to Struggleville, and I can get you the link to that.
Okay.
Most definitely.
So you've shifted away from that hip hop sound?
Yes, yeah, I haven't, you know, we haven't, I used to tour, kind of open up for a group called Mars Ill, and they're out of Atlanta. I used to tour and do, all, you know, a lot of hip-hop circuit stuff, and but I just had no kind of room for it. There's a lot of ego, and there's a lot of, I just wanted to do something different. You know, I still love writing and performing, but I just didn't want to, write and perform hip-hop for hip-hop people. I wanted to write and perform for all sorts of people and challenge and just write for everyone, basically.
Could you explain to me what the difference is? Obviously, I'll be able to hear it soon, hopefully, but could you explain to me how the music has changed?
Yeah. Well, in the past, I've worked with different producers, and hip-hop was definitely in mind. You know, I definitely have a certain ear. Different people like to make different styles of their genre. So, but the sound has definitely changed to a more, like, sometimes we'll just have, you know, acoustic guitar and a trumpet and, like, a xylophone, and I'll just be saying, you know, poetry and words over that. Or we might have a full, like, build into some kind of, like, very epic kind of, not necessarily rock, but just kind of full, you know, we use full, you know, all live instruments. Sometimes we do program stuff, but it's basically just not your formulaic kind of verse, chorus, verse, looping things, you know, very loud, over-compressed drums. It's none of that. It's something with dynamic and movement and, and that's the music side of things. The word side of things, most hip-hop, most rap, at least in words, topically, are about hip-hop or about rap or about, you know, the genre or the culture, and they kind of talk about how hip-hop they are or how hip-hop they aren't or et cetera, et cetera, or, you know, various other topics. But the things that I write about are very much so not about, you know, any of that. I mentioned before, I just want to write, you know, what I write about is just for kind of everybody. Just I write about, you know, the struggle and human condition and just living life and things that interest me. I'm writing an album right now about my friends and family, which are people that interest me, but also in my mind, kind of how they relate to my favorite characters from The NeverEnding Story. And it's kind of a concept album. It's not heavy on comedy or anything. It's I don't know. I was just watching that movie and I read the book, and there's a lot of humanity in there. But that's just an easy way to kind of grasp the ideas behind writing songs about my family. So, I don't know. Just this is a long answer, but the difference is being, you know, I mean, hip hop. When you hear it, obviously it's beats and raps, and hopefully, and we're definitely doing something much different than that. You know, the last 3 years we've been playing about 200 shows a year. We've been all over the world, Europe, Japan, all over the United States and Canada, and just been touring a lot. And you just kind of grow whenever you work a lot, you know.
Mm-hmm. Have you disowned those old records? Do you still play music from them?
No, we don't play music from them. There are some songs that we, for instance, on Return to Struggleville, a lot of that transition from Ozark Empire to the new stuff happened with the live band, and so we're still taking some of those songs and, like, making live versions of them. And so we did take some of those songs from Ozark Empire and kind of rebrand them and added new songs to make Return to Struggleville. So you might be able to even, you know, if you've heard Ozark Empire, kind of see the difference between some of the songs in there. So, we don't really play any of those songs. I don't know how to do those really anymore.
Are they still part of the body of work for you, or do you feel like...
I still point to it. We actually still have Ozark Empire. Ozark Empire is the only one that we have on the road with us to sell, and once we're done with those, I probably won't reorder those again. But, I definitely point to those and as, you know, a source of, you know, that's you know, a source of a record that was, you know, but definitely, you know, it doesn't reflect it in the live show or anything of that sort. And the Christmas record, that was just a great fun time. We went on a 2-week Christmas tour when we put that out and played mostly Christmas parties. That was really nice.
How was the origin of Do You Hear What I Hear? Because I really like that. I like the concept and the execution.
Do You Hear What I Hear? I hope so. Let's see. I think I'm trying. It's been so very long since I've looked at those words and done it. But I think I really think that's the one that is kind of a cover version of a.
I think it's Bing Crosby who you sample in that.
Okay.
I mean, it's basically turning the waiting for Santa, and then you turn it into
sort of
creepy, you know, setting a trap sort
yes,
of thing.
Yes, that's it, yeah. There was a group from Houston, Texas, and they had a song called My Mind's Playing Tricks on Me, and it was... I'm trying to think of the name of the group. Bushwick Bill and Scarface. I'm drawing a blank on it. Anyways, it's kind of this old, like, late 80s. What's that? The Ghetto Boys. Is it the Ghetto Boys? Ghetto Boys. So they had the Ghetto Boys has a song called My Mind's Playing Tricks on Me. It's kind of this really, like, tall tale of, you know, just these guys, I don't know, they're in the ghetto and they've been doing drugs or something, I don't know, and they're just kind of going crazy on Halloween or something. And so, I'm pretty sure Do You Hear What I Hear? I hope so. That one is kind of like, you know, Me and Dust or Waiting for Santa kind of thing. And so it's pretty much a, you know, it's kind of a cover, but I, you know, I completely rewrite it, but I do it in the style of that song, mm-hmm. My Mind's Playing Tricks on Me by the Ghetto Boys.
So what do you, you're at the Cornerstone Festival now?
Yeah, Cornerstone. It's down in, we're near Bushnell, Illinois.
You know? Where's that?
It's due south of y'all. Kind of, it's out in this gigantic farm, and it's probably a good about 25,000 people or so here.
Wow. And
out at a big farm.
And you're camping there?
Yeah, we're camping. We got our tent set up. I'm actually at Base Camp Alpha right now, and we just kind of went through some new songs that were that we've been working on that we're going to show to the fans here. So we're playing four different stages here, four different days. Starting tomorrow, we play every day: Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Including a Jesus stage of some sort, right?
Yeah, Jesus Village. There's a guy, I'm trying to think of his name, Glenn Clark. He had kind of, almost like a Partridge Family. It's called Glenn Clark and the Family Band. It's kind of a Partridge Family. They go out on the road, and I think for the longest time, all his whole family, and they play music, and they just kind of like feed homeless people, and they go out. And so I think he called his whole thing the Jesus Village. I don't know. All the stages are kind of named after the people who kind of host them. So I don't know if they necessarily have anything to do with what they are, but it's basically just a gigantic stage underneath a tent.
Is your music Christian or spiritual at all?
I can't say necessarily that it's Christian music, like in that genre and that in those distribution channels.
I understand that, but I mean, do you consider it religious, spiritual music?
No. I'm definitely a Christian, and I have songs that are, you know, that do have a you know, spiritual, you know, message to them, if you could say that. But I mean, most stuff is just, you know, I just write from my own personal, you know, beliefs, and none of it is inherently like. I wouldn't call it, you know, like worship music or mm-hmm. praise music or anything like that. But it's just definitely, it's just, you know, music and poetry from my own mind. Mm-hmm. But I'm definitely a Christian person.
How did the tour of homes come about? When did that happen?
Yeah. Well, that kind of all happened through me, you know, touring a lot of like hip hop, doing hip hop tours and just playing all the bar circuit in the hip hop world. And every now and then we'd have maybe, you know, some fans in college or what have you, like throw like a hip or, you know, just a show, maybe with some hardcore bands or punk bands or whatever, and we just kind of mix up the genres, and they'd be in the basement somewhere, in someone's living room or backyard, and they for some reason or another, or for whatever reason, they turned out to be some of the most, you know, intimate kind of touching shows where, you know, there's no stage, there's just no, like, pretension or kind of, you know, block between, you know, the audience is right there in front of your face, you're there, and go, and you know, you kind of have to tell the truth and be honest and kind of show yourself, and through that, you know, I think the audience or got moved in a way, and I just started thinking, like, wow, I'm really, you know, having a great time and connecting and doing things that I want to do out on the road at these house shows versus the, you know, hip-hop kind of circuit. And so I decided one day when I was touring, I was driving, I was like, well, you know what, I'm just going to tour homes and just see how that goes. So I called the Listener Tour of Homes and just, I shot out an email to fans and said, this is what I want to do. If anyone would like to throw one, you know, this is what it looks like, this is how we're going to do it, get a hold of me and do it. And so we did the whole U.S., we did about 100 shows on the first one, and then it went so well, we did another run of the U.S., and then we did Europe as well for 2 months on that tour. And we did Canada as well. That one.
And when was that?
That started in October of 2005, and we toured that first run through summer of 2006. Took a little break, did the second run up through maybe January, February 2007, and then we went to Europe March, April of 2007.
Are you not doing those kind of shows anymore?
Right now, I'm not. It's definitely not branded as the Listener Tour of Homes, but right now we're out on the road for 7 months, and it's just called From Arkansas with Love. It's a generic name, but the whole idea is just to play. No, I mean, to answer your question, no, we're not. We are doing some house shows here and there and everywhere, but we're just trying to mix it in with kind of wherever our fans and friends and promoter friends and people are able to put us into. And you know, I realize the economy and just like playing some venues, there's just a lot of red tape, and at a certain level, you know, that might be doable. But when you're playing for, you know, 50, 60, 100 people at the most a night, you know, getting a venue and paying like a $350 like you know, audio fee or, you know, rental fee or whatever, it just kind of, I don't know, it kind of eats into profits all around, but it's just kind of lame whenever you could just play a house somewhere or an art gallery or, you know, a rooftop show downtown somewhere, or, I don't know, just all these kind of unique spaces. So we bring a PA system with us, and I kind of encourage our promoters to throw them, you know, wherever they can, you know, just get a unique space, if it's a coffee shop or a, I don't know, wherever it's at, and just do it, promote it, and get people there, and just have a good time.